Coping with inflation and a currency in free fall has made life tough. People have sunk into poverty since the economy began to collapse 2 years ago. The United Nations says nearly 80% are now poor. That's 3 million people.
My monthly salary is now worth $70. It's not enough to buy food for 4 days. The government has been promising to give us cash assistance, but it never happened.
The humanitarian community has stepped in to provide vital support in a country made nearly bankrupt by decades of corruption and mismanagement. United Nations statistics tell the story of growing hardships, like 1 million people in urgent need of aid, including food.
For the first time ever in the history of Lebanon, you have 36% of extreme poverty. You know, extreme poverty is not anything. It's really something that never happened, never ever happened in Lebanon before.
It's not only Lebanese who have been affected by the economic crisis. The living conditions of 850,000 Syrians registered as refugees by the UN are rapidly deteriorating. A year ago, just over half lived in extreme poverty. Now it's 9 out of 10. Nearly 50% don't have enough food. 30% of children have never gone to school, and almost 30,000 work. Levels of poverty are also high in Palestinian refugee camps, and at least 400,000 migrant workers, mainly from Asian and African countries, are stranded here without work nor the means to return home.
Many parents can't afford to send their children to school, and growing numbers of people are unable to afford health care. Starvation is now a reality for thousands, and malnutrition is increasing among children.
The international community accuses Lebanon's political class of deliberately failing to act and defending what members say is a bankrupt economic system. That's why Lebanon's authorities are bypassed when assistance is provided. And they say they'll continue until state institutions riddled with corruption are reformed.
Most of the support that we are going to provide through the ERP is also going to be direct to the population.
But many say this help is not a long-term answer, and emergency aid is not the economic recovery plan Lebanon needs. That will depend on its leaders letting go of a system they have benefited from for so long. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.